We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Grover, I was texting you the other night. I can't even remember what I was asking you, but I wasn't aware at the time that the Penguins had honored you and that you were retiring, I guess, from your day job. So congratulations,
No, no, don't congratulate him. I'm at the game the other night. I'm stunned. I see this tribute. He's on the scoreboard. I'm thinking, like Mario, he's back in the building for the first time.
Yeah.
And they announce you're retiring. I hope this is from your day job and not from what you do with the Penguins, because I couldn't cover the team without you. Robert, congratulations.
Oh, thanks so much to Ron and Joe. I appreciate that very much. I've had 15 great years of Comcast, and the Comcast crew had taken me out to the game as a going away thing, and sort of helped with that whole thing that happened at the game. So it was unbelievable. I mean, the Pens are such a classy organization that I was just overwhelmed by what they did for me. So I thank them for that. But yeah, I'm just it's just my day job.
So you're still going to follow the team and send out the stats.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you see, hey Joe, literally, I don't cover a game without reading him on Twitter first.
It's the best Penguins-related stuff in the world going, man,
by far.
Well, thank you both for the kind words. But no, you know what? I'll be following this team till the day I die.
And what is the website? I have it in, but I don't know what the website is for people to find it.
I'm just on Twitter. So
yeah, that's what I mean, on Twitter. What is it?
At BobGrove91.
Okay.
At BobGrove91.
If you love the Penguins, if you hate the Penguins, you need to check it out.
So, Grover, I am assuming somewhere in your archives you have every single Sidney Crosby goal chronicled. Where would you put that one last night?
Well, I think if we're making lists of some of the prettiest goals he's ever scored, you know, it would be on my list. I mean, look, he's scored a ton of backhand goals. But I mean, there's so much talk about how good he is with the backhand. But you know what? The goal last night, first of all, you love it because he made a move to get himself the space to get the shot off. That's number one. And then it's how much he got on that shot. I mean, that wasn't just, you know, a backhander that floated over somebody. If you could rip a backhander, that's what he just did. And the way he placed it up in the corner, it's just a magical goal by him. So it would be on my list. You know, I'm not sure it would be at the top. I mean, I know I've got that list somewhere. I mean, he's had so many incredible goals. You know, I think of the one where he was diving, he was flat out on his stomach when he knocked it in. That was his first or second year, I want to say. I remember the one he batted in against Montreal was amazing. I mean, you have to keep a list, actually, of all the amazing goals he scores because he's done so many of them.
Bob, I didn't cover the game last night, so I didn't get a chance to read your stuff. I'm assuming you predicted Jeff Carter would get two goals last night in your pregame notes. Is that correct?
You know, somehow I forgot to predict that before the game. But, you know, last night was, look, this is just, it reinforces this whole notion that with this particular group, if they can all contribute and get going on any given night, this is what you can get. I mean, they were all contributing last night. And it's you know, you can go up and down the line. Jari was good again. That's three out of the last four games he's been good. Carter, you know, he hasn't had a two-goal game since early in the previous season. And we all know the criticism he's been under. But you know, I would say the third and fourth lines really were humming last night. And, you know, if you think about the injuries they have on defense, if you think about how well the defending cup champions were playing at the time and what's at stake in that game. I mean, it was, you know, Mike Sullivan couldn't have asked for a better time for that to come up, that kind of an effort to come up, than it did last night, and sets them up to, you know, try and replicate it again tonight. But that was easily one of their best games, if not their best game of the season.
Grover, are you inclined at this point to base this on what you see the rest of the year, or do you already have a position on whether you'd want to re-sign Jari?
Look, I think he's a really good goaltender. I do. I think he's, look, he's gone through a patch right here that I think every player will tell you, they probably, most players have in their career, where he hasn't looked confident. Now that we're clear that he's not injured, he has been inconsistent, but you know, these are, and he has been beat up. And so people are saying, well, he's injury prone. Well, you know, that's really just happened in the last, you know, 10 or 11 months. I mean, if you go back in his career, he really wasn't hurt at all until he broke his foot and missed the game last at the end of the last season into the playoffs. I mean, he hadn't had any injuries. And then this year he gets this stretch where he misses, what, 14 games, plays a couple in between in there. So he hasn't been injury prone. But when he's been healthy, he demonstrated last year, and he demonstrated at times this year, that he's among the better goalies in the league. I mean, just look what his save percentage was. But then, you know, trying to come back from this particular set of injuries, he just wasn't the same. His body language wasn't the same. Obviously, his performance wasn't the same. I would have no problem re-signing him. But to your point, Joe, I do want to see what happens the rest of the way. Because, so, as I just said, I think he's had three of his last four starts have been really good. But every one of these is important. They need him to have one of these every night going out. And if they get in, the big question is, if they get in, how does he perform in the playoffs? Because we know what happened the last time. He's had a very brief existence in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and it hasn't been great. And so I would want to see that. But, yeah, I would. If that all works out, I wouldn't be opposed to bringing him back.
For what kind of money? I mean, the highest paid guys, I think Bobrovsky makes 10, Vasilevsky 9.5. Yeah. And then you have a group of the, you know, John Gibsons to Markstrom to people like that. Right around 6, little over 6. Is he in that group? Is that fair? 3 years, 18 million? Can I interest you in that?
He's making 3.5 now, am I right?
Yep.
He's not an $8 or $9 or $10 million goaltender. And if he's making 3.5 now, and he's really coming into what would be the prime of his career, and if you're convinced he's your guy, then he's going to be making, I'm going to say he's going to be making in the 5 to 6 range. And I don't have an issue. I don't really have an issue with that. I mean, look, what alternatives do they have? I mean, if you go look, and it's been a few weeks since I looked at the list of unrestricted free agent goaltenders are out there. It's next to nothing that's available. So you'd have to make a trade. And, you know, I mean, there's been speculation, why wouldn't the Penguins want Gibson? But, you know, they got to fit him in, because you just mentioned, you know, he doesn't make $3.5 million. He makes a lot more than that. But no, I do want to see how he ends this season. I really do. But I do believe that this guy's a really good goaltender, and I would want to bring him back. And, you know, you're not going to get him for 4. I think it's going to take a little more than that.
All right, Bob, it's March 23rd. There are 11 games left. I'll be honest, I can't figure this team out. I did not see that game coming last night, and I won't be surprised tonight if they get beat 5-1. On this date, A, do you think they're going to make the playoffs? And B, if they do, can you see them winning a round?
I still believe they are going to make the playoffs, but it's going to be so tight. I mean, if you look at where they're sitting right now with 80 points, they've got 11 games left. They basically, for me, they're going to have to win about 7 of those. You got to get around 94, 95 points. That's what's been proven over the years. So the Penguins, this is their issue. You just said it. They had a great, great game last night. They've just been unable to replicate that. Outside of the stretch from mid-November to the middle of December, for the most part, you know, they had this little 7-1-1 streak recently, but they haven't been able to replicate performances on any kind of a consistent basis. So I don't know, but they're going to have to be really good the rest of the way to make it. I still think they will make it. But as far as what would happen to them in the first round of the playoffs, no, I don't, I don't see them beating Boston, New Jersey, Carolina, any of those teams in a first round matchup. You know, if it's the Rangers that get on there, I would say there's a slight chance, just not based on the last game against the Rangers, but based on every game they played against the Rangers leading up to that. And we all know what the Rangers are. You know, they're not a great defensive team. They're a team with a great, outstanding goaltender who coughs the puck up a lot. He bails them out a lot, and they're really good offensively. And we get that. And I still wouldn't pick them to beat the Rangers. But I just said if they were somehow Rangers, you know, were to win the division and they would end up in the wild card spot that plays them, I would give them a slight chance. Against everybody else, no, I don't see them beating any of those teams in a seven-game series.
Grover, I was looking at age 35 players today because Sid, of course, had his 30th goal, the only guy in history who scored 30 at age 18 and then at age 35. And it led me to Mario, and his age 35 season was his comeback season. And I knew this, but it just hit me in a new way today that he came back after 44 months out of the game, after everything he had been through, in the middle of the dead puck era, and put up 76 points and 35 goals in 43 games. And speaking of stats, that's still the fifth best points per game since 95-96. Can you speak to what he did that season? I'm not sure it's one of the most underrated and remarkable feats in the history of the game.
Well, it was amazing to watch. I mean, your initial reaction when you heard he was coming back was, oh my God, you know, after missing all that time, you know, you retire at the end of the 97 season, you're going to come back here, you know, now in December of 2000, and get to the level you need to get to. That I think we all had that first reaction. And then if you thought about it for a minute, you go, but wait a minute, this is just not any player. This is Mario Lemieux. He will not allow himself to come back and be average. Never, ever, ever. And of course, then he comes back and he's not average. He's just incredible. So you just, it's another layer of story on his whole career, like the 93 season when he comes back from the cancer treatments and he just blows past everybody else that's on the scoring leader list and he just wins it going away. It's amazing. And I just wish that today's generation of fans who didn't get a chance to see him in person, I mean, all the Penguin fans that are younger have seen the videos and they know a little bit about the numbers and that, but it was not, there was nothing. I wish they all could have had the chance to be in the building and watch him play because it was an absolute, it just was, I mean, it's such a privilege for me, but it was amazing to watch, and it was what he did in 01. And, you know, for a while there, I thought maybe they were going to really make a longer run at the Cup that season because that's how good he was.
Bob, I think we're privileged to be watching a guy play right now. How about Ovechkin getting – I'm not Ovechkin, excuse me. McDavid getting 60 goals last night. He could get 65 before the season is out. We're watching one of the great performances of all time, aren't we?
No, we absolutely are, and we absolutely are. I mean, he's in a league where like the parity in the league is not what it was 20 years ago. We all know that. There are a couple of bad teams, but there are fewer of them. The game is played at a pace that wasn't played at before, and he's at the top of the list of guys who can cope with it, you know? And it's just night in and night out. I mean, this guy just never stops and never stops performing at a high level. When he's the focus of every team he plays against, he's the focus of their game plan. It doesn't matter. And he set himself out to score more goals this year. He talked about it in the offseason. And then he comes out. And to your point, he could get 70 this year. It's phenomenal to watch. And, you know, it's what I love about hockey is like, you know, we had Gretzky. We had, you know, of course, I'm not going to go through all the guys before Wayne, but, I mean, you had Gretzky. Then you have Lemieux, you know, and then you have Crosby. And then you have McDavid and Bedard, the kid who's going to get drafted first overall. That guy is averaging, guys, he's averaging like a goal a game, not a point per game. He's averaging a goal a game. And, you know, it's some of his numbers remind me of Mario's numbers back in the queue, you know, when he was playing at Laval. I mean, they're just, it's incredible to watch. And so we just get to sit back and every few years, another guy comes up who just turns our head, and right now it's McDavid, and he's driven to win a cup, and he's going to win a cup. I'm convinced of it. I'm not saying it's going to happen this year, but he's going to win one, and he's an amazing player.
I am saying it's going to happen this year, Grover. I'm predicting Edmonton to win the Cup, but that's beside the point. Congratulations on your retirement. We look forward to talking to you for many years to come.
Bob, let me interrupt. Are you officially retired now?
Yeah, end of the month. 31st is my last day.
Okay, so you're still working. I mean, how long do you think before you drive your wife crazy by being home?
Probably about 6 hours.
Hey, enjoy every second of it, man. You have earned it. Good luck to you.
Thanks so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Grover. What a man he is.
What a nice man. What a nice man. Speaking of McDavid, did you see what he said yesterday? He was talking about the Ohtani game. He said, we want this in our sport. He said, we've been lobbying for this. I don't know what they want, like what, you know, Olympics, I guess.
Yeah.
But they want something like that. He goes, how do you not get riveted by that? And he said, the players have been pushing for this for a long time.
Yeah, World Cup of Hockey type
thing. They want a World Cup of Hockey. Can you imagine that? Oh,
at first,
we've
seen that.
It's been a while, though.
It's the Olympics, I mean.
Well, also the World Cup of Hockey. Yeah. It's had some of the greatest moments in hockey history. Now baseball has this. It was one of the great moments in baseball history, Ohtani against Trout.
At first, I thought Ron meant that they want more two-way players, that more players
well,
are going to suit up to be goalies.
If McDavid plays goal for 30 games, we'll have Ohtani in the NHL.
It was interesting to see him yesterday say that.
Yeah.
He goes, how do you not love what happened in that baseball game?
Right. People want that. They want international competition. The players sure do, and I'm judging by the TV ratings I've seen, the fans do too. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.